people around the world. Take your smartphone to your Bluetooth with your earpiece on your ear. Take your iPod, your iPad with your HD display. Connect them to the cloud so your data's up to date. With your tablet in the air, play some solid game. Log into Facebook, tag a photo you can share. Tweet your plans, and play some Angry Birds now. Come on, baby, tell me who's the nerd? Nerd up! Everybody say, grab your GPS and get up on your Segway. Nerd up! It's a way of the world. No matter where you are, you got a 4G signal.
It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson.
Nerd Up!
Welcome to another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Guilty Wilson, along with...
Eric Billingsley.
Isaac Wilson.
And Billy Cooper.
All right, so yeah, we got a new voice there, and I will tell you that our special guest, Billy Cooper, founder and all-around good guy of the Indiana Toy and Comic Expo. We're going to talk about that and what's all going on. That's at the end of August. Is that correct, Billy?
Yep, August 30th.
Wow. It's coming up quick, actually.
Tell me about it, yeah.
Now, you're also a podcaster as well. What's the name of the podcast you guys do?
ITCE, the podcast. It's basically an avenue for me to talk about the expo.
Oh, wow. Okay. And so you come up with regular enough information to be able to fill that podcast about the expo? This must be a nice expo then.
Well, we try. Sometimes we do interviews with the guests, you know, artists that are coming, vendors. Sometimes we just like to yell at each other.
Hey, that's about like our podcast. Okay, cool. First of all, the Indiana Toy and Comic Expo, it's actually going to be in Bloomington, Indiana, correct?
Yes, sir.
So August 30th, that's a Sunday. Well, tell us what to expect at this Indiana Toy and Comic Expo. I mean, pretty much toys and comics is from what I'm gathering, but I think there's a lot more.
Yeah, there's a little bit more this year. This year we decided to have some events the night before. We know a lot of people will be coming down to enjoy Bloomington. It's a great town, and we decided to have a nerd prom for charity. One of the local venues is a place called Rhinos, and they have it's an after school non-profit for kids based on art and music. It's all donation driven. So we wanted to find a way to give some money back to town, especially back to the kids in that community. So yeah, we're gonna have that. And then after that, we will go down the street to, the bar, a great place called the Bishop. They are letting us basically have run of the joint, and, friend of mine's band's coming down. They just came off winning the Battle of the Bands out of Indianapolis at the Vogue. So, and they just released a new album. So they'll be playing. Their name is Brother O' Brother, kind of a Black Keys, White Stripes, two-piece feel. So, and that's the night. That's just the night before the expo. And then the day of the expo, you know, all hell breaks loose. from there, we're going to have a family area. GameStop will be set up. Got some other surprises we haven't really leaked out yet. They'll be having events down there. We'll have free chocolate milk and juice.
What?
A dairy actually contacted us. Can't exactly name which one yet, but it's a local organic dairy. But they're going to bring like chocolate milk and juice to give away. Yeah, that's awesome.
Signing me right up.
Yeah, Isaac's ready to go now. that's nice.
And that's just all downstairs. Upstairs is where the artist alley will be, and the vendor floor will have our guest of honor, John Tyler Christopher. If anybody listening reads the new Star Wars comics that Marvel's been putting out, mm-hmm. or Secret War, he's the one that does the action figure variants.
Oh, wow, okay.
The ones that look like the old vintage, you know, figures. That's him.
Nice.
We got him, and we also have one of the biggest toy reviewers on YouTube is going to be there as a guest, Pixel Dan.
Okay. Have you heard of Pixel Dan, Isaac? Well, that's a good thing, though, getting those YouTubers in. As Eric and I will attest from Indie PopCon, those YouTubers are big.
Yeah.
And I can attest from actually watching them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard. I didn't get a chance to go to PopCon this year, but I heard that the turnout for some of these guys was just crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It was. It was definitely crazy. So that's good that you guys got one. And, yeah, I think I've heard the name Pixel Dan before, but... Then again, I'm not the YouTuber audience, I think. So,
I'm really not either. But I love toys,
right?
And he is one of those guys that I always look to. If something's coming out, it's like, okay, Dan's going to get it early, and he's going to review it, and he's going to tell me if it sucks or not. So I won't have to waste my money.
Nice. So, I'm going to have to check him out then, because I'm a big toy fan.
Yeah, he does some really great reviews. And then during the show, we're going to have our cosplay contest, of course, day of the show. That'll go on. We have two guest judges for that, Chris Blair and Ashlyn Marie.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be the judges for that. We'll have a kids contest first and then an adult contest after. And we're also going to have a custom action figure contest.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
Well, wait, before you go into that, hold on a second. Now, the cosplay contest, what are your age with you separating kids and adults?
Kids and adults, we decided to go with the 12 and under.
Okay.
Because, you know, the admission's $5 paid adult, and then 12 and under is free with a paid adult. So we decided, it's like, let's keep it 12 and under.
Sounds good.
And then, you know, basically 12 and above or 13 and above for the other two categories. We decided to go with best villain and best hero. I've noticed the gender crossing of
right.
the cosplay.
Right.
I've seen some guys pull off Maleficent better than Angelina Jolie. So so with that, we're just like, let's keep this vague.
Okay.
Let's just do hero and villain.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. Yeah, because I've noticed that it's a recent trend in the last couple of years, anyway, of the cross-dressing cosplayers, and some of them are really, really cool, and some of them are just hilarious, and that's why they do it, to be hilarious. So.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely, and I just want to see the fun. I want to see, that guy or that girl win, and us not even know it's a girl or a guy
right.
or whatever. You
right,
know,
right.
That's part of the fun of it. So
yeah, well, I tell you, Isaac is going to be cosplaying. He's going to enter the contest, I'm sure. Let me ask him. Isaac, have you decided which costume you're going to wear yet?
I'm probably just going to rewear the Scarlet Spider.
Scarlet Spider. Okay. All right. So that'll be his cosplay, probably. I'm trying to get him to do he did a Deathstroke a couple years ago that I thought was awesome.
But it wasn't that good. I still need a whole bunch of arsenal.
Oh, he wants more arsenal. Okay. So
Deathstroke needs weapons.
Yeah, it's true. That is true. So is there a cost for the cosplay, or is it just with entry?
It's with entry.
Cool.
With entry. It's no extra price or anything like that.
Yeah, it is extremely rare for anybody to charge extra for cosplay contests, but it happens, so I just had to make sure. All right, so now you said a custom action figure. What's this?
We, as a giant toy nerd, I wanted to see, I love to see on the internet, I love to look through YouTube or Facebook groups and things and see the custom action figures people are making.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting tired of like, okay, you know, Hasbro is not giving me the figure I want. I'm going to go make it. And I love seeing that. I love people that are, you know, taking apart figures and reassembling them and repainting them and sculpting, and mm-hmm. it's an art form.
It is just
like good cosplay is an art form,
right?
And I want to, I believe we're the first in that I've heard of that's ever done a contest like this in the state. So we just wanted to do something fun and different to get the craftsman and the artist out there.
Okay. Now, how are you going to judge on this? This would be kind of a difficult contest to judge on.
Yeah, this is going to be very difficult. We're doing four categories. I'm on my cell phone, and I'm not in front of a computer, so I can't tell you exactly the four categories. Other than I know there's a small scale, like Lego type scale. There's the step above, which will be like your vintage figures, more of your Star Wars 3 3/4 scale.
Okay, yeah.
That type of scale. And then the step above that would be like 5 to 6 to 7 inch. Basically your DC Universe, Marvel Legends, the Masters of the Universe Classics, and then a 12 inch and above scale. See, Pixel Dan will be one of the judges.
Nice, okay.
I'll be one of the judges, and a good friend of the show, Brandon Michael Barker. He actually makes his own figures, the Warlords of War.
Okay.
So he actually does his own action figures, custom makes them, actually has comics to go with them and stuff. He'll be at the show in Artist Alley, but yeah, he'll be a judge as well.
Nice, okay. That sounds like a good, that kind of intrigues me. It almost makes me want to take up the modeling clay and grab some of my old figures and see what I could do, just out of curiosity.
that's the thing. We don't know what's going to come. We don't know who's going to enter. It could be a bunch of people wanting to do vinyl pops, or we don't know. It's fascinating. We've never seen anything like this, and I've always wanted to see something like this.
Who, as far as like the distributors and the creators of action figures, who does the most realistic renderings, like, for that a real person can afford, you know, like under $100.
Oh man. Well, I mean, it really depends on what type of figure you want. Do you want import? Do you want domestic? And scale.
Well, probably under 12 inches. But I'm like, you know, like Firefly and you know, like pop TV, pop culture, television, film.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Funko's been doing a lot of really good things with the Legacy line. They just did the Firefly, almost the whole crew, done in like I call it the Marvel Legends scale, the 6 inch scale.
Really?
Those are out. They just did the Rocketeer as well. That's one I'm after.
Oh, wow. Heavies.
Yeah. So, they're pretty good. Funko's really, came a long way from just being a bobblehead company, you know, 10 years ago,
I've got several of their pop vinyl figures, which are nice and cheap and they're fun. But, you know, I'm looking for something, you know, a bigger scale, which it sounds like this might be. I'll have to take a look at it.
Yeah, they're really nice. Yeah, if you look them up, there's some good stuff. They've done, I believe they got some video games licensing they're doing. That game Evolve, I believe. They've got figures coming out for it. Hmm. And they did figures for Magic the Gathering. They did the Planeswalkers, if you're a fan of card games and stuff. The Funko's done a lot of good stuff. I personally like NECA, NECA.
Yeah.
They do a lot of really good stuff, a lot of movie accurate, 6 inch, 7 inch scale stuff, like Predators and Aliens and things like that.
I'll tell you can't hear it, but Isaac just gave a huge thumbs up when you said NECA, so I guess that's a good one.
they probably do my favorite. They do like Valve games like Half-Life and Left 4 Dead 2.
Oh yeah. Yeah, oh, they awesome. Did. Yeah, they did the Boomer and what was the other one they did?
I think it was a Smoker statue.
Yeah, Smoker, and then they did on Half-Life, they did a Gordon Freeman.
And he came with a head crab. Awesome.
Head crab and a crowbar.
Of course. I mean, he's not Gordon Freeman without the crowbar.
Exactly.
I'm a fan of any action figure that comes with a crowbar. every time I see a Joker figure, I'm like, oh, has it got a crowbar? Bye. It's mine.
Well, yeah, you never know when a crowbar will come in handy, you know.
Well, yeah, those damn robins running around.
So, exactly. All right. Well, all right. Let's talk more about the show here. I know you have Gavin Smith, who is a recent favorite artist of mine.
Gavin's awesome.
Isn't he, though? He did. The reason I became a fan of his is the Accelerators comic. I used to listen to another podcast, the guy Mike and Ming from Comic Book Men. They had their own comic. Okay. I used to listen to them, and they talked about the development of that whole story with the writers working on the Comic Book Men show, getting together with other writers from another show, and then Gavin from another show. And it was like, it was amazing how this came together and became a comic book. Now they're in their second volume of Accelerators, and the artwork is just wonderful. That's how I became a fan of Gavin Smith. So,
yeah, Gavin's he's a local guy here in Indiana. I got introduced to him through a mutual friend, my friend Stuart Sager, another artist that'll be at the show. And then he's like, hey, you got to check out Gavin's work. And I did. And I was like, okay, this guy's fantastic. Like, this guy's going to be, like, the next, like, Jim Lee type guy.
Yeah, I agree.
In the next 5 or 6 years, we'll never be able to get Gavin back at little old Indiana Toy and Comic Expo.
Yeah, I can see that because, yeah, his artwork's beautiful. So, well, who else do you have coming in?
Let's see. We've got, well, like I said, Stuart Sager. He'll be in. He's an Indiana guy, local, does a lot of stuff. He did a lot of stuff with the Man of Steel movie, some storyboard stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, he's really, really awesome. I've known him for years. He's actually, I believe, are you guys familiar with the movie Trick or Treat?
Yes.
He is doing the graphic novel continuation of Trick or Treat that the guy that did the show or the movie is writing.
Okay.
He's involved with that, and he's also involved with that guy's other project, Krampus.
Oh. So,
yeah, the guy's doing a Krampus movie like he did Trick or Treat, I guess. So, yeah.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't I see something on your Facebook page about Krampus being there at the Indiana Toy and Comic Expo?
Yeah, we they had a Krampus festival down in Bloomington.
Oh, my God.
We were there, and we did some interviews and stuff, and they had literally the whole entire downtown was just running around with those guys dressed up like Krampus with like flaming whips and chasing kids. We love Bloomington for that. Only in Bloomington, Indiana. It's like Bloomington's like our Austin, Texas.
Okay,
it's just completely just crazy down there. It's so much fun.
I can see that. So, yeah, I saw the Krampus picture. I'm like, what? Oh, cool.
It was pretty awesome that night. It was so cold, but it was so worth it. It was so worth it. But let's see. Stuart will be there. Jason Keith Phillips.
Oh, nice artist there. I bought a nice piece of work from him. In fact, it's hanging on the wall right behind me. He did a Dragon Ball Z painting. And the thing with Jason Keith Phillips, I got to say, his use of color is just beautiful.
The guy amazes me. He's done, the last 2 years, he's done our show poster.
No, oh, really? Okay. Oh, that's right. Yeah, talk about that real quick. There's an evolving thing with your poster.
Yeah, year one we went with simple text, and I just wasn't happy with that. I was like, no, we're going to do something. So me and Jason became friends, and we were chatting back and forth, and I was like, let's do a show poster. So we kind of threw back some ideas, and we came up with the idea of year two, which has on one side stacks of comic boxes, and on the other side a bunch of toys. And there was some kids playing, and then my dog dressed up like Superman. down in the, you know, with the kids and stuff. And then that was year two. And year three, it's like, what are we going to do? So we took the poster. Instead of going vertical, we went horizontal with it. Mm-hmm. And made it look like everything's being exploded. The kid has evolved. He's all decked out and everything cool from the 80s, from Indiana Jones whip to I forget which color Ninja Turtles sash he's wearing. A power glove from Nintendo. He's on Marty McFly's hoverboard. He's just all decked out. He's got the Sword of Omens from Thundercats. Yeah.
Okay.
And then my dog's flying up next to him. So, yeah, Jason had a lot of fun with year three. We're already kind of tinkering around with year four a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be something else as well. It's going to get more and more evolved.
Well, I got to tell you, again, back that talks about the artistry of Jason Keith Phillips, but when you guys were here for NerdCon here in Robinson, I got one of your posters signed by him, you know, the numbered posters.
Yeah.
And I just like, that's so cool. It's just I'm trying to get it framed. It's in the process of getting framed, but it's just a beautiful piece of work by itself, you know?
When he sent the artwork over, and he had a friend of his do the coloring on that, the computer coloring, a guy named Dave Reynolds. He did the computer coloring. We were looking at it, and it's like, man, this is just too cool to just throw text on. Let's do a run of these and give them away,
mm-hmm.
you know, just randomly give them away to people. So that's what we decided to do. I wanted to get that artwork out there because I love Jason's artwork.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm with you with the colors.
Yeah.
I want to see his artwork done on like vinyl figures.
That would be nice. You're right.
I just think his work in 3D would look completely bonkers. I don't think people would understand because he's kind of got a graffiti artist feel a little bit.
Yeah.
With the colors and the layers, you can see the spray paint type feel to it.
Yeah.
So Yeah, Jason, good friend, and yeah, he'll be there. Mm-hmm. Oh man, you put me on a spot. I don't have anything in front of me. One of my other favorite artists is going to be there. It's a guy named Rusty Shackles.
Okay.
Rusty.
That sounds like a made-up name, but okay.
Rusty Shackleford. It is.
Okay. He does a video game mashup artwork. I've got a print hanging in the house that he did. He took the famous G.I. Joe, was it 21 cover, the Snake Eyes silent issue.
Okay.
Took Snake Eyes off and put Snake from Metal Gear Solid. So he'll take famous, you know, comic book covers and then put video game characters in. Like he did a recreation of Fantastic Four number one, but it's Bowser coming out of the ground instead of the mole monster.
That's cool.
Just little stuff like that. As a video game nerd, I'm probably a bigger video game nerd than I am a vintage video game nerd than I am a toy nerd. To see that stuff, it's really awesome. Big fan of his. Gosh, we got so many coming. Oh, I'm dying.
Well, I know that going through your Facebook, I scrolled down and had to refresh the screen several times before I even got. I never got finished with it because looking at the number of artists you got coming in. So, yeah, I can understand why you can't remember every single one.
We've got about 30 in Artist Alley. We've got everything from guys that do like collage spray paint type work. We got an aerosol project. I know those guys are coming. They'll take like records and they will repurpose them and repaint them with like stencil stuff, stencil artwork.
Nice. I think I might have seen those guys
probably at PopCon.
I think I did a couple last year or something.
Yeah, I saw them there last year.
Was that what? Yeah, because they did the Doctor Who on the vine. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, those guys are really cool. They do some really fantastic work. We just went for a very eclectic mix of artists. You know, we've got guys that have done pro work all the way to the people that are just starting their web comics.
Nice.
So that's kind of what we wanted. We just didn't want to pack the house with just names. We wanted, you know, everybody to kind of mix in with each other and promote the local community as well. So
it's a toy and comic expo. So you got the artists, but what's going on with the toy side of it?
Toy side, got a lot of great vendors from all over the Midwest. We've got a couple of my friends from up north, Fuzzy Fish Collectibles. They do a lot of vinyl pops. And we've got Hotspot Collectibles. They do mostly like vintage sci-fi. So if you go by, you'll probably find like black hole figures.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, stuff like that. We have a nice mix of everything from modern, you know, stuff that would come out the Wednesday before the show at your local comic shop, all the way to stuff back to the 60s.
Nice. Think anybody will have any Space 1999 figures? I've been looking for those.
You know what? I'll put the word out. I bet there's somebody out there with them. I bet they are.
I've been looking recently after watched the videos a long time ago after, it's been about 5-6 years ago. But then I was like, man, I want to read, because they had the comics out. I think Dynamite, was it Dynamite or IDW? One of those two did a run of Space 1999 comics. I'm like, man, I miss this series so much. So
I think it was Dynamite.
I have the same question about Babylon 5 merchandise. Every time I go to a con, I'm always looking for something buried in the stacks of, you know, from Babylon 5. And I know they made stuff back in the day, but it's just, I guess it's probably so rare that you just don't see it anymore.
It's one of those properties that, out of sight, out of mind. It's not, you know, it's not hot. It's not on TV. It's not being shoved down our throats by, you know, it's not a hot show on AMC, you know, full of zombies or something. So,
what do you mean?
And it's not talked about on the Big Bang Theory. So,
well, it should be, damn it.
I agree. I see Babylon 5 stuff with some of the toy dealers. You usually see them in the discount bins, like in the $5 bins and stuff.
Wow. Oh, I'd freak if I found something like that in the discount bin.
I will put the word out on those, too. Bring Babylon 5.
So there you go. Yes.
And then I guess I'll add to that and ask about things that are very likely. Dragon Ball Z and the Marvel Legends series.
Marvel Legends will be really prevalent there. That is, that's just one of those perennial toy lines that I don't see going anywhere for a while again. Anyway, I don't see it dying off. It seems like we've got 100 wave of those things this year.
Yeah.
Every time I turn around, there's like, oh, wow, there's an Ant-Man wave. There's a Thanos wave, a Hulkbuster wave. And then I seen from San Diego, there's like, oh, we're going to do a Rhino wave coming. There's another wave. I don't even know what the Build-A-Figure is, but they're doing Spider-Gwen. I'm like, already? Really?
Yep.
Six issues, and she gets a figure. That's great.
Hey, but she was actually cool.
That brings up a question. Since this is kind of your area of expertise, what percentage, just guess, what percentage of increase in demand for comic books, specifically Marvel-related toys, have you seen like in the last 7 to 10 years?
Oh, it's went through the roof. It really has. I mean, with the movies and them actually doing good figures. There was a time there that Toy Biz had lost the rights to Marvel Legends, and it was kind of that really just awful spot. And there were some really ugly, just nasty figures. And then with the relaunch a few years ago, they've just been knocking it out of the park. The paint apps aren't there. The sculpts are. So, yeah, you're seeing a lot of people coming in, especially with them really milking the big Build-A-Figure gimmick.
Yeah,
that's really tough because you're sitting there after you buy a figure and you're like, well, I got Thanos' arm.
Yeah. I know.
I need the rest of him.
That suckered me and Isaac into a couple of them. We got that. It's like, well, I don't really want. What was the one you didn't want? But was it Boomerang or a Beetle or something? And was like, well, we got to get it to complete the set. So
it was the last piece I needed for Goblin because I already wanted all the other figures. But it's like, it's Beetle and Boomerang. Who really cares?
But we had to buy them anyway.
they milk our OCD mentality when it comes to collectors. they just take it and they run with it. It's like variant covers on action or on comics and. Same thing with toys. It's like, hey, we're gonna give you all these awesome pieces, and what are you gonna do with them? Well, we're gonna go buy them. We got to build the figure.
Yeah. So yeah, that's the one thing with the Legend series is like, oh, once you get started, but they're really good looking figures though. I mean, they are. I'm sitting here looking at the Spider-Man 2099 figure, and it's just one of the most beautiful 2099 figures I've ever seen. There's only been a very few made, but it's like the detail on them are really good. So I'd say it's worth it.
Oh, I agree. If they can keep the price points at $20, I think when you start getting to that 25 mark, I start to lose you when it comes to a domestic action figure.
Yeah.
You know, something at Walmart action figure shouldn't cost $25.
Yeah, you're right. We look at that. In fact, the first time we did, it's like, wow, that's $20. It's like, you know.
When Marvel Legends first started back in the day when they were clamshelled,
yeah.
And they came with like a reprint comic.
I think
you could pick one up for like under $8 plus tax.
Yeah, exactly. And you got a free comic.
And yeah, you got a free, and usually it was a pretty good comic at that. So, yeah.
So they found the way to get our money. And again, there's times I say it's worth it. But one of the other aspects of this the whole toy thing is, I think, well, okay, you mentioned the variant covers on comics. I got burned out. In fact, I stopped collecting comics because of variant covers. I got tired of trying to collect them all.
I'm with you.
Yeah, and now it's starting to, I mean, I've always been a toy collector. In fact, every time when Isaac was younger, I would always say, no, it's for Isaac, you know. So, but, you know, nice. We'd get him out and we'd play them together, or he'd play with them, and I'd be like, that's cool, don't break it. So, but now they're starting to do, I think this Legends thing is going to, hopefully it doesn't burn me out. They're kind of going the way of the variant comics. Now, this is just in the Marvel Legends. Do you see any other toys doing something like this?
The worst culprit is the vinyl pops. They started out doing some like case chase pieces, like one figure out of a solid case would be a chase piece, which that's not bad. They were notorious for that back in the bobblehead days.
Right.
They would do variants so on the bases, and you'd have to actually look in the package to see if you got one of the variants or what have you. So Funko is really bad about this, from store exclusives to online store exclusives, convention exclusives, gas station exclusives. They had a 7-Eleven exclusive figure.
What?
Yeah, it was it was like Carl from The Walking Dead. Imagine that.
Oh, wow.
Those guys are notorious for that. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. you chase these figures. You chase them. And I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I remember the days of going to Toys R Us right before they open. It was usually like on a Thursday, I believe it was, a Thursday morning right before they open, and standing in line as soon as they opened the door, running back to the action figure section to find something that was, you know, only like one per box type thing.
Yeah, that's coming back. Yeah. I think it's the Friday after the expo. That's when the new Star Wars merchandise drops for the new movie.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll be
it. Yeah, that's going to be a mess. I will be right there in the mix.
I don't know. Not so much Star Wars. I've kind of gave up on Star Wars. I'll still watch the movie.
The Star Wars black 6-inch line got me back in the Star Wars. Oh, hot and heavy. Nah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those things they're Marvel Legends, but they're just Star Wars characters. They're fantastic.
See, that's the weird thing. Here's the thing about it. Okay, all right, three of us are adults. Isaac is a teenager. We're talking about toys.
There ain't nothing wrong with that.
I know, but how toys cool are not
for
is
kids.
That?
Kids are too irresponsible. The kids are...
They're little
toys
demons.
Toys are for adults who know how to treat them and preserve their value.
And put them in cases and shelves.
Exactly. Not to be touched.
Well, toys are for the people with disposable income.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Too.
That's adults.
Yeah.
I don't see kids going out there and spending $250 on a hot toy. Iron Man imported from Japan. So
true. Although no, I do see Isaac saving up his paperboy money every once in a while.
So. I actually have to curse you for mentioning NECA, because now I'm like looking online at all these great figures that they've got that aren't really cheap. But now I'm like, I'm looking at the Evil Dead 2 collection now.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
of Deadeye Ash and Hero Ash, and I'm like, I must have these.
Well,
and
see, then they've done everything from like Beetlejuice to Sam from Trick or Treat, that comic, the movie we were just talking about, and yeah, they've done everything. They did some of the Lost Boys characters from the Kiefer Sutherland movie.
Yeah,
they get their hands in everything. And they do like Team Fortress. They've been doing Team Fortress, the video game figures.
Yep.
Yeah, that's one Isaac's got a lot of. He's got a lot of those. Well, the thing about them with the Team Fortress, you'd get a code and you can get some kind of extra thing for the game. That was like a neat added addition to it.
Yeah, yeah. They started that, and then McFarlane kind of took off with it a little bit. They started doing it with their Assassin's Creed.
Oh yeah.
And Halo figures. So. It's a good incentive. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's great that the only way you can get like that skin is to buy that action figure. I think it's a great crossover.
Yeah, definitely so. It worked. I mean, it's especially if you're a gamer, you really do want to have the toy of what you're playing as.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
And then if you get an extra skin for it on top of that, or whatever, or weapon, or whatever the case may be. Heck yeah. So let's plug again the Indiana Toy and Comic Expo. I mean, we can nerd out all night too, but still, one more time, I want to get the plug in there. It's going to be August 30th. It's a Sunday. Now, here's the cool part. And Eric, this is going to be the breaker that's going to say you have no excuse to come up here to go to this. Eric lives down in Southern Illinois, and I couldn't get him to come to NerdCon. But
I was in a play.
Yeah, that's right. You said you're busy and stuff. So anyway, yeah. Acting, you know. Get this. Billy, tell us what the admission price is for Indiana Toy and Comic Expo.
$5.
What? I know.
$5.
And you got all these artists. You got all this stuff going on. I mean, I'm telling you, that's great pricing. Great. I mean, that should get somebody in the door immediately. I mean, that you got me going. So.
Well, free parking. Kids 12 and under free with a paid adult admission. I didn't get a chance to touch upon no nasty con food at this convention.
Oh, really?
We have food trucks coming in.
Oh, nice.
Good food trucks, nice food trucks. So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked for that.
Can you plug some of them?
Let's see. The Big Cheese is going to be there. It's a grilled cheese truck.
Oh, okay.
They do everything from, like, pulled pork to bacon to macaroni and cheese on a grilled cheese.
Oh.
Yeah, it's right up our alley, right?
Exactly. Health food. Health food for nerds.
I know the other one we have is the Great White Smoke. It is a barbecue truck. And then we also the other one I know we have confirmed is Rasta Pops. They make their own homemade gourmet popsicles.
Is the price $4.20 by any chance? I'm just wondering. I mean,
that was kind of the running joke behind the scenes when my guy in Bloomington called me and said, hey, Rasta Pops is going to be there. I'm like, oh, that's fantastic. I'd like a hashish and butterscotch popsicle. That would be great. They don't do anything like that. Joke, but yeah, it's still pretty funny.
It sounds like it would be good though.
Not unless they're servicing Colorado or Washington or Oregon or Alaska.
Wait, maybe one day.
Exactly. One day,
yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we got food trucks there. And $1 of every admission is going to a local charity.
That's nice.
A charity called FAR. They are a family autism resource group. What they do is they go out and they push and advocate or whatever. I don't know how to say it. But
yeah, I know what you mean.
They go out and they hunt for resources for people. My 5-year-old nephew has autism. He lives with me and my wife, and they push. Like when the doctors say this kid needs this car seat for restraint, or they need this, and Medicaid or Medicare or whatever insurance says no, they can't. FAR will step in and make it happen.
Oh, wow.
So they are really awesome. They have helped us out quite a bit. And we had the opportunity to give a little bit back. I hopped right into it. So $1 of every admission is going directly to FAR. So if we do 5,000 people, $5,000 goes to FAR.
Nice. That's a really good deal. I like that. I like that aspect. So, just alone, $5 admission, I think that's great, especially for all that you got going on, and I think it's going to be a blast.
I appreciate it. Yeah, my whole goal from year one, this show's kind of a remembrance of my dad. He got me into this stuff, you know. He's the one that bought me my Transformers and my G.I. Joes and my He-Man and my Thundercat, and he's the one that put comic books in front of me, and him not being here anymore, me and my buddy created this show. Is one, we were tired of driving everywhere to go to these shows, and two, it's kind of a personal way for me to kind of remember the old man a little bit. So
nice.
Now it's evolved and it's turned into, you know, we want families to be able to come. Okay. You know, not knocking on PopCon or any of the other wizard shows or anything like that, but those aren't cheap.
Yeah, right. Yeah, we know that.
I mean, I've go to shows. I've go to C2E2. I've go to Cincinnati Comic Con, Cincinnati Comic Expo, you know, CTS out in Columbus. I go to a lot of these shows. And some of these shows, I'm out $500-$600 before I walk on the show floor.
Mm-hmm.
Food, yeah, gas, hotel.
Uh-huh.
You can't take a family of four.
Right.
I don't have kids. And
not unless you're a Trump.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. You know, we want a family of four to feasibly be able to get in for like $10. Mom, dad, little Johnny, little Susie, if they're under 12, they get in for $10.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what we want to. We want to put the money on the floor. We want the vendors and the artists to be able to make money.
Right.
That's our big thing. We've turned down celebrities again this year. Wow. We have them contact us, and we just have to politely tell them, no, we don't do celebrities. This is art, toy, you know, local community based, kind of like NerdCon.
Yeah.
You know, it's community based. It's local, and we want local. We all of our stuff from our print to our posters, our flyers, our T-shirts, everything we do, we try to keep it. And we've been successful of keeping it with a local Indiana company. Nice. So
that's a good deal. Yeah, definitely if you can keep it local, because that helps keep the cost down on your end for one thing. But it also gets, like you said, you know, your old man got you involved in this. You know, I've been taking Isaac to cons for a couple of years now, and some other father's going to take his son to a con, maybe this
Absolutely.
One, and they're going to say, hey, this is the place to be. These are where this is really real art is going on. So
this is where, you know, a kid comes in, and, you know, you can take Isaac there and show him, hey, look, this is the space 1999 ship that I played with, or, you know, these are the toys that I had. And we see that a lot. We see a lot of parents geek out, like, oh, look, they've got Shogun Warriors. How much are they? Holy crap, I blew them up in my backyard. You know, yeah. This is what your dad played with and blew up like a moron. I hear that a lot. So
that's
the cool stuff. We like to see the mom and the dads come in, and that's kind of the direction we want to go. The hardcore collector can come in and still find all the cool stuff that they want.
Right.
But then the new collector, the young kid, we got to have something on the floor for them, because if they walk away empty-handed, what's the point? You know?
Yeah. So you got to. So. Yeah, it definitely sounds like you're well-rounded in all aspects of that, and that's what I'm loving. So I can't wait to see some of the vendors. The artists. I'll be there for them as well. But I want to see some of the vendors, because I want to see if I can find some toys from my childhood, as well as maybe create some new ones.
So. Oh yeah, yeah. I can't wait to see. I can't wait for you guys to come in. I think everyone's going to be shocked with Bloomington. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
All right, now what? Okay, so we know it's August 30th. That's a Sunday. What are the times for the show?
The doors open at 9 o'clock. We're going to go till 4 o'clock.
Okay, for everybody listening, that's Eastern time. So got to keep that in mind as well. But we plan on being there, and I'm going to try to get Eric to come up there. Eric, it might be worth your while if you got the Sunday off. If you're not acting.
Well, you know how it is down here in the busy metropolis of Gorville.
Yeah. So, might have to come up here and it's just a day trip. There we go. It's a day trip for us.
If you guys want to come up early, get you a hotel room, enjoy Bloomington the night before. Like I said, we're going to have the costume prom. I didn't get the chance to plug that. I'm sorry. Oh. The costume prom costs $5 to get into.
Okay.
That $5 goes to Rhinos. You also get a wristband that gets you into the expo the next day for free.
Oh, wow.
Trying to keep the money out there for the charities. This isn't a cash grab. This isn't, $5,
right.
You know.
Yeah, exactly. I like that. I like that. I think it's going to be a blast. So, I don't know. Maybe we'll have to see what we can do about that. I know Isaac and I definitely are going to be there. I'm still trying to talk Eric into it. He's the closest one of other podcasters here. In fact, that's like trying to organize everybody for this podcast. Just imagine trying to get us all organized to go to Bloomington. So,
oh Lord, yeah, we're the same way with our podcast. We can't all get together. We used to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, throw that out the window. That's gone.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, it works. So, all right, well, I'm definitely, Isaac and I are definitely going to be there. I'm going to look for some cool toys. I'm going to definitely look for some more prints. I've got so many prints now. I've got, like, a backlog of stuff that needs to go to the framers. So, it's amazing what's going on. But I don't mind. I keep adding more.
It's an addiction.
It really is, and I love it. There's no 12-step program for it yet, so that's good.
Not yet.
Yeah. Anything else going on with the Indiana Toy and Comic Expo?
No, that's it. You can look us up at our website, IndianaToyAndComicExpo.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I think that's all the social media we're on right now. I think we're going to start doing Vines soon. Oh, so
that'll be interesting.
I don't know what that is. So
short movies.
Bad version of YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, we have a YouTube channel, and we're... That's something we're going to address after the show. We're going to get really heavy into like unboxing and reviews.
Ooh.
and going to conventions and interviewing, not necessarily interviewing people, but going to conventions, walking around and talking to folks, and going to local stores and like giving them like plugs and stuff. So
that's a good idea. That's a really good idea. Well, I noticed at NerdCon, you guys were there, you had a sign that said, I'm attending the 2015 Toy and Comic Expo, Indiana Toy and Comic Expo, and you had everybody take their pictures. And it's really cool to see all those on the on your Facebook page.
That's something. I don't know where that came from. I was just sitting here one day, and it's like, hey, let's make people take their pictures.
Yeah.
with our logo. So it's worked out pretty good. A lot of people really enjoy it. When we do when we go anywhere, we try to take the sign with us and not be too intrusive, you know, and people get to take their pictures and they get to put them up and show everybody that they're, you know.
Well, I had mine proudly displayed on my Facebook page with my picture with the sign. So, but
and my ugly mug next to you. So, yeah.
No, thanks. You're the one that made it look good.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, take the flattery where you can get it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
All right, so Indiana Toy and Comic Expo, August 30th. Get there early, 9 a.m. if you want to be there the night before and enjoy Bloomington and all the other little festivities going on. It's just I'm excited about this, actually. When you guys came to NerdCon, I said, wow, I didn't know about Toy and Comic Expo, and you guys exposed me to it. And now it's like, I think this is going to be one of my regular cons because it's really cool and simple and very various artists, various formats, you know, thing going on with it. I mean, first of all, toys and comics is all I need, but you got the different types of artists. So, yeah, so that'll be fun. What's the podcast that you guys do again?
ITCE the podcast. Facebook. We're on iTunes and we're on Libsyn and a couple of other. You can find the podcast, ITCE the podcast. You can find it on Facebook. We're on iTunes and we're on Libsyn, and I think we're on a couple other things. I'm not sure that's a side of the of this monster that I don't mess with. They basically tell me, Billy, be in front of a microphone at this time. I show up. I spit bile and meanness their general direction, and then I go home. So
sounds easy enough. Oh, that's what a podcast is all about. Well, actually, we spread joy with ours. No, I get take that back. We don't. We talk about DC movies sometimes, and we don't spread any joy there.
Oh man, I've got to get in on that hate. I've got mean things to say about that cluster.
You'd fit right in. Heck yeah, we're gonna. Yeah, you're gonna be a guest guest on one of our podcasts then coming up. Because I wanted to get you in right now to promote this event.
Awesome.
Because since you know you got it coming up. But, I want to bring you in as a guest because we love to talk about how Superman should not have killed Zod and the other bad things about that show.
I don't know. The Zod thing didn't bother me as bad as just the Zack Snyder's movies look like they're shot through a Petri glass covered in Vaseline. They've got that weird feel to them. Like, I'm squinting like, is my glasses dirty?
Yeah.
Am I seeing this? You know,
I know what you mean.
Well, that's also my biggest problem with that guy.
Zack Snyder, period. Yeah. Well, yeah. Eric, I'm going to give him the true test of whether he would be, how he'd fit in on this podcast. What do you think of the Star Trek reboots?
As reboots, as just movies, I think they're fine, but I don't think they should be called Star Trek.
Perfect. You'd fit in.
Well, actually, either way, he would have gone, because I admit that there are problems, major problems with the reboot, but for some reason, I still actually really enjoy them, and we've had many discussions where I differ in that aspect from the two Tims, who absolutely loathe the new Star Trek movies.
They don't bother me. Basically, anything with Simon Pegg in it, I'll watch. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. I've watched some really, really, really horrible romantic comedies because he happens to be in them. So,
like Run, Fat Boy, Run?
Oh, Run, Fat Boy, Run.
That was actually better than I thought it was going to be. But
that one was a lot better than it should have been. But there was one that's like 10 rules of something that had Megan Fox in it. I don't know. It was bad. It was horrible.
So you get suckered in because you like an actor, and then they throw in these other actors that are like total crap. So,
it's pretty horrible. But I am looking forward to J.J. Abrams' Star Wars. What I'm seeing, he's doing it right. No blue screen, green screen, digital. It's old school effects and props and locations. So that's, you know. We can forget about those last three movies.
Well, when I went and saw the first of the last three movies, one of my nephews had to go see it, and we stood in line. We saw it the day they released, you know, the day it was at the theaters, and I was like, why? They ruined my movies. But I still went and saw the other two, and I'm like, every time.
It's like you didn't realize that the stove was hot. You keep going back to touch it. Yeah, I'm the same way. In line, at midnight release, I'm seeing these movies. It's because I'm like, maybe they're saving the best for the next one.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely saving the best for the final one. It's got to be the best. No.
The worst.
Progressively just got worse and worse and worse. And I went back and I bought the toys. I bought the toys. I bought the little Comtech reader with the little guys that make noise.
Oh, yeah. I remember those.
Yeah, I do too. I got a basement full of them. So yeah, I was there. I did that, and yeah, they got me good.
Well, maybe this next one they won't do any merchandising. Yeah, okay. Right.
Yeah, there's a ticker. I live close enough where I go out to Terre Haute, mm-hmm. To the Toys R Us there, mm-hmm. and they have a ticking sign, a digital sign up on an end cap, counting down the days, hours, minutes that the merchandise is hitting. And I just stand there in front of it and just look and like, I ain't got, that's crass marketing. Who cares? Then the other part of my brain kicks in and is like, you do. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
That will be there.
I need every one of those new stormtroopers I can get my hands on because I want to build 1,000 army building brigade of them. And yeah, it's.
Yeah, well, we're all suckers for this, aren't we?
I'll regret it, but who cares?
Yeah, exactly. All right, now, once again, Indiana Toy and Comic Expo, that's going to be August 30th. I really, really, people, you need to come out to this. From what I've seen, just from the Facebook page alone, you guys got some fun people coming in. Billy, when I met you at NerdCon, I thought you're a great guy, so...
Thank you, man.
A great guy like that's got to put on a good show, so...
I think our heart's in the right place.
Yeah, sounds like it.
We're never going to be in the convention center downtown, and I don't want to be. You know, I don't want to be in downtown Indianapolis. Yeah,
where is it at in Bloomington? Where are you going to be at?
The Bloomington is it's the Bloomington Monroe County Convention Center. It's I can't name the street, but it's right there next to the Marriott. It's just out of downtown Bloomington, just like a block.
Okay, and Bloomington's just south of Indianapolis.
Yeah. Okay. Southwest.
Okay.
A little bit of Indy. So
just in case,
about an hour out of Indianapolis.
Okay. Good. That sounds like it'll be about an hour closer to us. So talking about NerdCon and you guys, you know, you said you'd never be at the Indianapolis Convention Center. You know, and there's really no need to keep doing, you know, like we're doing, like you did, like we did with NerdCon. You're going to be
absolutely
perfect enough, you know. So, all right. Well, I'm going to be there August 30th. Isaac, you're going to be there, right?
I mean, you're going, so I probably am going to be forced to.
Not like you're going to not enjoy it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm probably going to enjoy it.
Especially dressed up like Scarlet Spider. So, but anyway, Eric, have we enticed you any yet?
Well, you know, I would love to go, but I am trying to save up money to go to Hobbit Land.
Oh, okay.
which is, I keep spending money out of my little savings account.
I tell you what, if you show up, find me, I'll buy you a Rasta Pop.
There we go. You can't deny a Rasta Pop.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to do everything I can to drag Eric along. I mean, yeah, he is 3 hours southwest of me, mm-hmm. so that would mean about, because it'd be about almost a 2-hour trip for me, so that's about 5-hour trip total for him. So, we'll find a way. We'll figure something out. But anyway, no, hey, Billy Cooper, thanks for joining me on the NerdOp podcast. We had a blast talking about not only your convention, but toys. I love talking about nerdy toys. So thanks for joining us, man, and we're going to get you on again, okay?
All right, man, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, don't forget, you can get the T-shirts. They're designed by Tim Coker here at the podcast. He designed these beautiful logos for us. And you can get them on a T-shirt, a backpack, a messenger bag, coffee mug.
A satchel.
Yeah, just a satchel. And you can get those. Don't forget, all you got to do is go to cafepress.com/NerdUpPodcast. Or you can just go to our website, nerduppodcast.blogspot.com. There's all sorts of ways to support the podcast there. If you shop at Amazon, you might as well go to our website, click on the links, let us get a little kickback, you know. Got to pay for the storage space. That's all I'm asking for. So anyway, there are all sorts of ways to support the podcast. And so I guess that's going to wrap it up for us. So once again, I'm Gil T. Wilson. You can reach me on Twitter at Gil Wilson.
I'm Eric Billingsley. You can reach me at Eric Bill.
I'm Isaac Wilson. You can reach me at EbelBacon88.
And I'm Billy Cooper, and you can reach me at BCooper4678 on Twitter.
There we go. All right, so that's it for the NerdUp podcast this time around. Well, as we always say, stay nerdy.
Stay nerdy.